Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Born and raised in the county of D.
DJ Khaled!
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday morning.
Another one! Yeah!
Coming up next hour, we will hear from a couple of your Miami Marlins. Got a chance to talk to Miguel Rojas and the groundskeeper, Brian Anderson, at the first full squad workout in Jupiter. Took in a little baseball. Smelled like sports, Leroy. It was a beautiful day. Fresh cut grass, birds chirping.
I tell you what, when we went there, it was unbelievable day.
Yeah.
Not a cloud in the sky.
It was a little soupy yesterday. It was kind of hot.
Yeah.
It was kind of hot. I'm not going to...
Unseasonably hot.
It was unseasonably hot. It was. And it was enjoyable, though. It was good to see everybody back out there. Watch a little BP. Man, that's a big-ass spring training field they had. They can bring in those fences a little bit, get the boys up confident.
No false hope. Are you kidding me?
It is such a big field,
no,
Robbie.
Big. You're playing in a big ballpark, big field.
I got to see like two home runs. I saw the groundskeeper go yard, and I saw Jesus Aguilar go deep. That's it. Everybody else, it was like.
It's a good sign for Jesus Aguilar.
Oh, he cranked one. That's a big boy. Jesus Aguilar.
Yeah.
Hey, he's big. He's beefy. He's a biggin' for sure. Miguel Rojas almost parked one. He hit one straight. He's straight down the line off the fence.
When did they start preseason?
Saturday.
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday against the Mets.
Saturday. Right.
So, is Tim Tebow in camp?
I think he is in camp. I think
you better go ahead on and get some XFL in his life.
It's got to be this year, right? Like, he just got married. It's like, if you just got married, Tim, it's like, hey, you're going to spend a year away from your wife riding the bus, really?
Here's the problem, though. The problem is he can just do this baseball thing for fun.
Exactly.
Because ESPN pays him during football season.
True.
But so like, it's just like.
Yeah, but like, I get it. You get to do it as fun, but like, is this going to turn into anything? You really just want to keep trying this?
You imagine Tim Tebow mic'd up for the XFL?
Wait. Football didn't turn out to. Football turned into baseball.
Right.
Right.
How old is he now, too? Isn't he like
31?
33? Is no. he only 31?
Yeah, dude.
It feels like he's been in our life forever.
He has been.
It's enough already. 32, man.
32.
33 this season.
Right.
Born in the Philippines.
He was born in the Philippines?
Yeah, he was born in the Philippines.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it.
I mean, I think it was like on a mission, man.
Big Manny Pacquiao fan.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
How about the Panthers getting on a road win yesterday?
Yep, that's right.
President's Day special.
Hey, before you guys get all excited.
Just let me know where you want to send your apologies to Sergei Bobrovsky. Let me know.
By the time they get there, you might be pissed off at him again.
Nope, I'm never. That's my man. I love Sergei. Yeah. Love me some Bob.
You know what?
By the way, Quinville, hey, thanks for sending out a compliment yesterday. I know that must have hurt because you've been so hard on Bobrovsky all season. It was nice to hear him be like, hey, good game from Bob. Love the game from Bob.
Somebody said whoever throws out the ceremonial first pitch for the Astros needs to just sling it right into the dugout.
Like what happened. Oh, it got away from me. Don't know what to tell you.
Here is Quinville on giving praise to Bobrovsky.
Yeah, there's a big 2 points for us. I thought Bob was excellent for us tonight. Several key stops. They had some traffic and some all alone looks there, and I thought he put us in a good spot where we always had the lead, and I thought we got better when we did play with it, particularly late in that all third.
It could only last so long. He was like, he was excellent, and stop bucks.
It's like he has like a shock. Like every time he's giving way too much praise, like, yeah, he's a certain amount. It's like, oh, whoa!
I can't be out there and be all that excited for Bobrovsky yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty much how it keeps going. But Bob was fun. Can you give me yesterday, Robbie, Sergei Bobrovsky, who says that he wants to keep the fun rolling for the Panthers. That this is he's going with the fun route, Leroy. Go out there, play easy breezy. See you play, no pressure. Play with some fun. Happy Bob, happy life.
Yeah, I think it was, as everybody knows, it was the big game for us, you know, and I thought guys did the whole consistent 60 minutes effort, you know, in the third. They didn't give them much, you know, other than two goals, but I think it's just more unlucky plays. But overall, I think we control the puck well, we protect the puck well, and we advance the puck, you know, we play smart defensively, and I thought guys did a great job. So we have to build a good fun wave, you know, winning is fun, and we just have to keep it rolling next game and keeping have fun.
I love it. See, you know what I'm saying? How much fun is everyone having? We're going out there. Don Mattingly wants swag and fun. The Canes want swag and fun. Bobrovsky wants swag and fun. We're just swagging along here, Leroy. And of course, as Sergei says, it's all about playing for your team.
At this time of the year, it doesn't matter who scored. It's the team wins. You know, you play for the logo on the chest, and it's the score is most important. You know, the points, 2 points is the most important right now, and it doesn't matter. Everybody have to contribute to it, and I thought lots of guys did today.
As they say, Leroy, it's about playing for the log on the chest. I love him, man.
We got some big news.
Oh, what's that?
Apparently Mel Kiper just dropped his latest mock draft.
Oh, man.
He has Tua Tagovailoa going 3 to the Lions.
No!
Yes!
No! No!
And the Dolphins taking Justin Herbert at number 5.
No! Oh, no!
You don't want Justin Herbert?
No!
Why?
Hair.
Know why? I'm going to tell you why you guys don't want him.
He's a hippie Tannehill.
That's soon as they threw the phrase Ryan Tannehill out there, right? It turned everybody off, right?
I can't believe the smoke screen. I can't. Robbie, you think this is legit or you think this is all smoke?
I think this is a campfire, but it's gotten to Mel Kiper. It's gotten his attention.
I mean, this is all right. You know what?
I have the explanations.
This is what he's saying?
So here, okay, I'm gonna go to the Detroit Lions. He has Detroit Lions taking Tua Tagovailoa, okay. And here's what Mel Kiper has written: the Lions say they're not shopping quarterback Matthew Stafford, but there's some buzz that they like Tagovailoa, who might not work out for some teams before April's draft because of his hip injury. Is that smokescreen? We're still 2 months away from the draft, of course. Stafford's contract is extremely tough to trade in 2020. The team would have a $32 million dead cap hit, but what if Detroit likes Tagovailoa so much that it keeps Stafford on the roster for another year? The pick also seems like the perfect spot for a team to trade up to get a quarterback, whether it's Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, or someone else. Could the Chargers or Raiders or Jaguars move up to jump the Dolphins at number 5 and get their guy? Everything is in play here, and since I'm not going to project trades, I'll stick with Tagovailoa at number 3.
Oh, my God. Enough, Kiper. All right, and then what does he say about the Dolphins drafting Herbert?
With 5 picks in the first 2 rounds of this draft, Miami has to add a quarterback, right?
Oh, no.
What's tough to predict is whether the Dolphins will instead look to the deep quarterback class in free agency, where they'll have almost $100 million to spend. Would they rather have someone like Jameis Winston if he doesn't return to Tampa? What about Andy Dalton, who is like to be cut by Cincinnati?
I mean, Jameis Winston would be a party down here, man.
Luckily, free agency happens before the draft in the NFL, so we'll have to know another month. For now, I think they'll go with the top quarterback on the board, and that's Herbert. Oh. I said during the season that he is a maddening evaluation because of his inconsistencies as a thrower, but he is rising after an MVP week at the Senior Bowl. Herbert has the highest ceiling of any of the quarterbacks in this class.
Oh, Leroy, I'm really getting sick over this draft, man. This is really giving me a lot of angst. I got to tell you. I'm really, really not feeling this.
Here's the problem.
I'm not feeling this.
Here's the problem. And here's always been a problem. And I've told you this has always been a problem. That everybody got so consumed with Tua that now there's no other position or no other quarterback that the Dolphins can get or draft.
Yeah, he's my dream girl.
Right. But what if at the time of the draft, he's not the best playable available?
Apparently he is, because he's going 3 to the Lions.
I'm also a believer in this.
Maybe not that much of a dream girl. Maybe she turns out, you know. Just
yeah, maybe she turns out
look
to be.
Look at the franchises selecting before the Dolphins.
Cincinnati. You got Cincinnati.
Redskins.
You got Giants.
And Detroit.
Okay. I'll say this about all those franchises. One of the reasons why they're drafting there is because of how poorly they make decisions in their organization.
Yeah, Giants have a couple of Super Bowls, though. Like, it's
okay, but not lately.
But I wouldn't put them under.
And I'll give the Giants a pass.
I wouldn't put the Giants in the same class with the Dolphins the last 20
they're
years.
They're not Cincinnati and Detroit either. You're right. So I take that back. The Giants, I will exclude.
Redskins. We're in a special class with
Detroit.
The Redskins. Yeah.
Cincinnati, who's of all those teams in the last 10 years may have the best record, which is hard to believe.
I know.
But you see where I'm getting at. So while everybody's getting all excited, oh, so-and-so's going to do this, so-and-so's going to do that, I look at those organizations and say, and what? They've proven that they don't make good decisions. Yeah, especially Washington.
Doesn't matter. Like,
okay,
you know, we're gonna go
out. Look, there's certain.
He was supposed to be ours, Leroy. It's not fair. The Dolphins went out there.
No.
And everybody said that they were ruining players' health and that they were a disgrace to the game. They should get the quarterback they want.
You did what you did during the season so you could have this opportunity. Not a player.
So mad at Brian Flores.
You did it for an opportunity to have this situation, not a certain player.
Brian Flores and Ryan Fitzpatrick had to be so cute going out and going 5-4 to end the season.
Here's Tobin.
Ugh.
This is Tobin. Here's the difference between Tobin and me. Me, I would be excited if Tua gets here, but I'm going to wait until the draft because a lot of things can happen. Here's you.
Mm.
Texter chimes in.
Yep.
My buddy ordered us 2 Dolphins costumes for the draft. Damage is done, my friend. That's you. When did you get your Tua costume? September?
Oh, before that.
Right.
He's got his lay.
That's my point. So
soon
now.
As soon as Adam Gase was fired, I was like, I know what the plan is.
So now, you're so upset that you're not getting the guy because you bought your costume
I don't want a quarterback who has the same hair as Josh McRoberts. He's a hippie.
All right.
He's going to have this back to the receivers now.
He's going to go out there. He's going to throw behind the back. He's going to have spirit quests in the huddle.
He's going to try to throw behind the back screens.
So
this is so upsetting.
You want to hear the other?
Would you be mad if they didn't draft a quarterback if they didn't get Tua?
If they pay Teddy Bridgewater? He told you they have $100 million to spend. $30 million is not that much, bro.
But again,
they got 70 more
again,
million.
Here's your problem. There's been other bad teams to have a lot of cap space. And you know what they did?
Mm.
Spend it on the wrong players.
Yeah, but
okay, that's what bad organizations do.
Mm.
So
here's what I say.
When I'm thinking of this situation, I'm not thinking about how much money is available. I'm thinking on the player that they're going to spend the money on.
I got you. But here's the thing that I would believe. I truly believe this. I think that you have an easier time moving on from a bad free agent signing than you do from a bad draft pick.
No, you don't. It costs less money.
Hear me out on this. I'm not saying it's the money cost. Here's why it's easier, okay? It's a mental thing, okay? You have a bad signing, you're just like, woof, whiffed on that one. You have a draft pick, you string it along a little bit too much.
Not at quarterback, though.
A lot.
Because
Dolphins
have
7 years with Tannehill.
No. The money that is invested in a starting quarterback, if you're investing.
Most teams don't do what the Cardinals did, where they move a year after.
But I'm talking about free agent. I mean, look, say what you want about Ryan Tannehill. At no point in time did they have anywhere near the amount of money that they're going to invest in Teddy Bridgewater?
Right.
Okay. And so you're telling me right now, at worst case scenario, he has to be Ryan Tannehill because you're paying more a lot more for him than you would for that you did for Ryan Tannehill.
Right, but at worst,
no, at worst, nothing.
If it ends up blowing up in your face, then you'll have another crack at a quarterback in the draft.
Tobin, we're not talking about $20 million signing bonus. We're not talking about $15 million a year. You can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about $25 to $30 million a year at quarterback. You're not going to just eat that $30 or $40 million after year two or three.
I got a hundo free of money right now to go around with.
See, that's what the way bad organizations think.
They are a bad organization. They've been a bad organization.
How are you going to turn it around? You're going to turn it around by not...
I think it's way worse if they reach for a quarterback than spend on a fine quarterback.
Why? Because guess what? If you reach for a quarterback and you cut him in 2 years, so what?
That's worse.
No, it's not.
Hold on 1 second. This is weird to me. Because we're in a situation where it's a quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. If you were to bring him in, he doesn't work out in a couple of years. I'm sure the deal's going to be like something like Kirk Cousins, like 3 years, a lot of money, right? Something like that.
Yeah, but that's...
Okay.
So you're fine with investing $40, $50 million for 3 years?
Depends on the dead cap.
I'm fine with it if I'm going to if I'm taking that spot and I'm going to use it on cheap talent in the draft. I get to keep all my picks. If I get to keep all my picks, I'm good. I'm good with it. If I'm going to sit here with Justin Herbert, hippie Magoo, and he's going to go out there and maybe he works, maybe he didn't have the right system. Let's fire four offensive coordinators. Let's get a new head coach. Let's bring in some more receivers. Let's try and change the scheme. I've seen this song and dance before.
Okay, so you're saying they're the same old Dolphins.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is a way.
Then why do you want to keep doing things the same way? They have wasted more money in free agency than any team.
Same old Dolphins would be...
Look at the amount of money they've wasted on people like Teddy Bridgewater.
Same old Dolphins would be reaching for a quarterback just to take a quarterback for quarterback's sake.
Same old Dolphins would be spending a boatload of money on a guy that doesn't work out.
What if he does work out? You don't know that he's not going to work out. He's been good.
No.
He's a good quarterback.
Anytime. You can tell.
He's a good quarterback.
You can tell he can run a franchise based on what you've seen.
He's a good quarterback.
You can tell he can run.
Did I say he's elite? He's good.
No. But is he better than Ryan Tannehill?
Yes. And plus, he's from down here.
And you,
305,
there you
baby.
Go. There you go. There,
305.
There we go.
Homecoming.
Everything other than football.
Homecoming.
I guess.
No, not everything other than football. But that's a cool story. Hometown kid face of the franchise. Plus, hey, you probably got to sweeten the pot a little bit because we had a bad recruitment last year.
Can I just tell you, I'm familiar with the fans down here. They will turn on him. I don't give a crap where he's from if he sucks. Because guess what? Remember when? Remember down south when they hired Manny? He's from down here.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. 305 till he died.
This guy has more of a resume than Manny Diaz.
It didn't even take a year.
He's never been a head coach. This guy's been a quarterback. Different.
A long time ago.
Not a long time
ago. Yes, that's a long time ago.
It's
all right.
Look.
So you think Teddy Bridgewater could be better than Ryan Fitzpatrick next year?
Yes.
Based on what?
First of all, Ryan Fitzpatrick was too good last year.
No.
Hear me out.
You didn't even answer my question.
Hear me out, okay?
Okay.
He was too good last year, all right? The bill was never due on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let me tell you something, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
A 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick fresh off a good year, what do you think that's going to turn into the next year? We know his cycle of life.
We know. That's why we had the oath.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
We know what this is going to... He's gonna be thrown to the other team. You're gonna think he's colorblind.
Here's the only problem I have with this. Okay, you're sitting here giving me answers about what Teddy Bridgewater is gonna be, and you have no proof.
I have a little proof.
No,
he was 5-0 last year.
No, you don't. He was 5-0 last year on the Saints.
Yeah, but he kept it afloat. That's impressive.
He was the quarterback for the Saints.
Didn't miss a beat.
They had a Tim Tebow wannabe running all over the field.
Yeah, well, it's kind of insulting that guy thinks that he's better than Teddy Bridgewater.
He didn't say that. He said he could be a starting quarterback. Why wouldn't he think that? Playing on that successful offense? Same reason why Teddy Bridgewater thinks that.
Here's the difference. He's a gimmick guy. Like, if we would have paid $30 million a year for Taysom Hill, I would have been like, you're nuts. But this isn't the same thing.
Dude, look.
Let me ask you something. If the Patriots let Tom Brady go and they spend $30 million on Teddy Bridgewater, how are you going to feel?
They wouldn't spend $30 million on Teddy Bridgewater. Really? Yeah. Go show me one time in their history where they went and spent a boatload of money.
Well, that's not fair. They've had the same quarterback for two decades.
No, on any position. where they just went sign a free agent for a boatload of money.
This is the position you have to spend money on.
No, not them. Name a time when they've gone out and spent a boatload of money. You used the Patriots. I didn't.
But it's not a fair example. You're using a scenario I have to go look back their history they've never had to deal with. That's silly.
No.
You're being silly.
They don't sign free agents like that.
Yeah, but it's quarterback. You have to spend.
No, you don't.
I'm not saying Teddy Bridgewater's an elite player.
No, you don't.
Sure you do.
You are an idiot. I don't know how else to put it other than using cuss words. Can't do that on the radio, so I'm going to just leave it at that. And you have tried to get me, but you're not going to get me. Because you know what? I'm going to get my Indeed read, because that's coming up next. And I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to get into Leroy's zone.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Hey, I'm going to start whispering.
Where do you see my bridge? Where do you see my bridge?
Are you serious right now? You guys, you wonder why I get so mad. Really?
Problem?
Right.
No good?
No good?
Most people believe you would make a terrible GM.
I don't care what most people say, you know?
Right.
Most people are idiots. Most people thought I was stupid. They thought Duncan Robinson sucked. How'd that work out? Most people thought Bam Adebayo was just a gimmick player. How'd that work out?
They're not getting paid yet.
Most people thought that the Heat wouldn't... What do you mean they're not getting paid yet?
They haven't signed their...
No.
They're still
a
rookie deal.
So?
No, I didn't...
Most people thought they sucked. Like, didn't belong in the NBA.
No, I never said that.
I didn't say you did. Did I say you?
No.
Most people.
I will always say this in the draft. I have a feeling about players, but I will always leave it up to the people who put more time in evaluating these players than I do.
How the hell did Kyrie Irving become vice president of the Players Association? Did they not have a vote? Did anybody show up for elections?
Everybody votes on that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Man, it feels like they snuck that one in. Kyrie Irving. I got to tell you, I was stunned when I saw this. Like, huh? Nobody likes that guy. He's getting ousted from team after team. Hey, Makes no sense.
Here.
It's a flat earther. Vice president.
Give me your hot take. I've already heard the hot take.
Hmm.
But the people need your hot take on this.
Go ahead.
If a quarterback makes it to free agency, the Dolphins should be very wary. Teams usually don't let go of Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks.
Yeah, but the Patriots just did. Like, that would be my only... Like, we just saw the Patriots let go of a guy who got to the Super Bowl.
So you're saying that... San Francisco is wondering where Jimmy Garoppolo is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Doesn't matter. He is a Super Bowl... You asked, is he a Super Bowl capable quarterback? He got to the Super Bowl.
So according to that theory, right, the Dolphins didn't think Ryan Tannehill was a playoff caliber quarterback. And I can now come to you and say you were wrong. He is a playoff caliber quarterback.
We did. What Dolphin fan is not sitting here loud wrong at the year that Ryan Tannehill had last year?
No, I'm saying overall year, but I'm not willing to say because they ran the ball for 700 yards.
Still made the playoffs, though. He was good enough to be a playoff quarterback.
So this is one of the funny examples where you say you need a quarterback, but now you're going to give the quarterback credit even if the role that he played was insignificant.
No. In season was not significant. In the playoffs, it was insignificant.
For both of the guys that you're using as examples. For Jimmy Garoppolo threw 25 passes through the first.
Made the Super Bowl, though.
That's how you evaluate talent.
I'm not evaluating talent.
But that's how you evaluate that position.
That's what that guy just said. He said a Super Bowl capable quarterback. That guy got to the Super Bowl and he played quarterback.
Dude won a game.
Does that dude have a
great season? Wait. Dude won a game and I can count how many passes he threw on my fingers.
That's fine. Does anybody?
And you're saying that.
Anybody mock Bob Greasy? Legendary quarterback? I mean, you know, other than his broadcasting capability.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Somebody said, I will not tolerate Kyrie slander.
Oh, really? Well, luckily for you, sir, you don't have to. Hit the bricks. I won't tolerate Kyrie slander.
Damn it, just tell my friend.
What do you mean? What is it? How do you? How about you? How about you? How about you don't tolerate Kyrie Irving? Guys burning bridges left and right. The dude's doing full arson all around the NBA.
Somebody said if Billie Eilish can whisper her way to millions of dollars, maybe Manny Diaz can whisper himself to a championship. He don't whisper, dude.
He don't whisper. Got two of them because Don Mattingly has told you he's bringing swag. If you guys missed this, this is Don Mattingly yesterday at Marlins' first full squad spring training, and he's laying it out there. He was asked by MLB.com about what he wants the identity of the Marlins to be, and the big headline of this, swag.
But I think the one identity we want a club that starts to exude that confidence and starts to show a little bit of swag and starts to have a little pushback and an expectation that we're better than this if we're not playing well. So you're wanting your club to take that step forward as far as what we expect from ourselves, not necessarily what the baseball world thinks of what's going to happen in the 2020 season. We have to have an expectation that where are we going? And if it's, and we've got to raise our expectations as far as internally within our group.
That's right, you tell them, Don. Don't let anybody tell you that swag doesn't matter. You think that I made a professional wrestling career just being the run-of-the-mill wrestler? No. What did I say? I said, you gotta just not be a man. You need to be a macho man going out there. Tassels around the arms, wristbands, visor, headband, big swagger and elbow off the top rope. And look at the reinforcements we have this year, my friends. Isan Diaz. Gonna have that year under his belt. This is gonna be way different. Gonna be like Duncan Robinson, how he stunk his first year. That's gonna be Isan Diaz this year. Amazing second baseman. And he's got a ponytail, which I appreciate. Should go out there and have a bandana. Then we got Jonathan VR. Gotta pronounce that right. Don't say a L. Yeah. That's how you say yeah. That's how you go out there. And he's gonna be Roman center field. Maybe reluctantly, but that doesn't matter. You need a big patroller, one of the best athletes on the field. You get out there, because it may be the end for Sweet Lou. He's walking out there. He's got new digits on the back of his jersey, 25. But the digits don't make the man. The man makes the man. The macho man. Snap into a Slim Jim Mean Gene.
By the way, Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. Super Bowl capable quarterback. And? Did anybody try and trade for Rex Grossman, though? That's the question.
No.
All right. Your point, though, was teams don't trade Super Bowl-capable quarterbacks.
No.
Which they did.
No. I didn't say trade.
Let go.
Right. There's a difference in trading and letting go. Because the Patriots will always try to acquire assets.
Well, let me ask you this.
And they couldn't afford to pay him.
Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
Okay. If Drew Brees is retiring, if he were to retire, are the Saints going to keep Teddy Bridgewater for a lot of money? Really?
No.
You're crazy.
They're not.
You're crazy. Okay. So you think they're going to pay Taysom Hill?
No. I just...
So what are they going to do?
They're not... Look.
Jordan Love.
Look. Honest truth.
Honest.
The fact that they're letting him go, right, means that, guess what? They've seen what they need to see. Oh, man, somebody just called me the Jay Mariotti of sports.
That's our times, Daddy.
Why is he always angry and negative? I'm not negative, dude. Like, it just seems negative because the two clowns I do the show with are so...
Why are you dragging Robbie? Robbie, okay, fine. Robbie, what do you think about Teddy Bridgewater?
I would not mind signing Teddy Bridgewater, depending how much guaranteed money a dead cap you'd have to
We've
eat.
Already assumed it's $30 million.
Let's just say it's 30.
Okay, but how much of it is guaranteed? How much dead money are we talking about in 2021?
Okay, so I'll give you the bottom quarterback, all right, who makes $30 million a year, all right? Let's call it Matt Ryan.
All right?
He makes $30 million. He gets $100 million in guarantee.
Yeesh, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that with Teddy Bridgewater.
All right, I guess you're not getting Teddy Bridgewater.
$100 million in guarantees?
That's it.
Say if you got to give him $50 million.
That's the price.
$50 million.
Let's say okay. Let's give him the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. $30 million average, but Jimmy Garoppolo is 48.7 fully guaranteed. Okay,
I mean, I went from 100 to 48. I'm obviously going to be. I'm
so let me call it. Let's call it 60.
60. Right.
$60 million to a guy who started 5 games last year.
Yep.
You're crazy.
Okay.
I don't care how great he's going to be, right? There's nothing that shows me that he's going to be that.
I want to be able to get out of this contract. If he stinks, I want to be able to get out of this contract.
Well, your out clause is going to be, you're going to be, if he stinks, your out clause is going to be, you're going to draft a new QB.
You don't sign players looking for a way out. But why don't you just sign good players to start off
with? How much dead money are we talking about in salary cap?
You're talking about dead money. If you're talking about all that, you don't really want Teddy Bridgewater.
No.
That's my point.
I want Teddy
Bridgewater. You're looking for an escape clause before you even sign him.
No, see, what you're doing is you're throwing torpedoes at a structure I'm not ready to take down. I want Teddy Bridgewater, and I want Teddy Bridgewater to work out. But what I'm saying is it's not as big a risk as you make it out to be.
It's not?
It's not. It's not.
So, say $60 million guaranteed.
Yep.
And he's played 5 games.
$60 million guaranteed. We got all the cap space in the world. Okay? All the cap space in the world. Hear me out.
Tobin, do you understand? Just because you have the cap space doesn't mean you just spend it arbitrarily. You still have to be smart. That's the only way you're going to turn this around.
But here's the smart part.
Eventually, the bad money you spent when you had a lot of cap will catch up to you, and you're going to be right back where you started if you don't do it smart.
Cool story, bro. Here's the thing, though. The place where I get to be smart is I get to keep all my cheap draft picks.
You're still wasting money.
Nope, because I have to spend
it. How's it not
salary cap sport. There's a floor. All right?
I mean, I am enticed by keeping all the draft picks. I don't want to trade up.
We're not here on a glass-bottom boat. There's a floor, okay? I'm not able to look into the ocean, all right?
I feel like that guy when he went in Guardians of the Galaxy and he went to ask the guy with the braids, where's the Infinity Stone? And he goes,
Go get ourselves a good running back, you know, in the draft, Leroy. You're going to be excited about that in the second round. Yeah. Some top talent, dude.
Get some linemen.
Get some linemen. Like, up some big uglies.
Can I just say this?
Big uglies.
If all the fans are like you, you deserve a bad organization.
Why?
Because the decisions you want to make support all of the bad decisions that organizations make.
Okay. Can I say, who is the quarterback that I can give $30 million to this offseason and you wouldn't be like this?
None.
Rivers?
Get you a quarterback out of
the What's the price I can pay on them? 20?
15?
I'd be okay with $20 million.
Okay, 25.
No, you're not negotiating.
I am negotiating.
Look, I'm not. If I'm signing that dead weight, I want to be able to get out of it after a year.
Well, all right, but you can't have everything always.
Then I'd pass.
So you're going to go with Fitzpatrick.
That's correct.
Man, damage is going to be done,
that's
my
okay.
friend.
But guess
this
what?
This dude is going to be.
Look,
let me tell you something.
Here, wait.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be. Here. Let me tell you something. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to throw so many interceptions
And
this
guess
year.
What? Do you get to have a high pick next year?
But that's what I'm saying with Teddy Bridgewater. Samesies.
No, but except it's going to cost you $30 or $60 million.
I'm telling you that they got the chance that it's good. It's going to work out.
Okay. Let me ask you. From 1 to 100. Now. If somebody is the first pick in the draft, and I don't know what the percentages are, say there's a 60% chance that he will become a starting quarterback for 10-plus years. 60% if you draft him one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is Ryan Fitzpatrick's percentage of being – on that level
of being 100?
No, on that level of being a quarterback that is going to be consistent enough to be on a, I'm not saying he's going to be here for 10 years.
Okay,
right?
Well, I hope not, because he's 37.
Right.
Okay. Let me see what Ryan.
47-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I mean, could you imagine? All right, Ryan Tannehill last year, Ryan Fitzpatrick last year, he was 20 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably flip that next year. That's what it's going to be.
But that's fine. But if it doesn't work out, you get more draft picks. Great. Okay? But great. At the same time, right?
Right.
At the same time, okay, if you draft a quarterback and you draft a quarterback high and or you draft a quarterback wherever, like I've said before, in most cases, the quarterbacks that are drafted lower end up being better because they play on better teams.
Ryan Tannehill back-to-back. Ryan Fitzpatrick, excuse me. Sorry, I keep making a mistake. Back last year, last time, Ryan, he was a back-to-back starter, okay? This is what's going to happen, okay? 2015, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 31 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. The next year, 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. That's what's going to happen.
Right. Got it.
Tired of it.
I understand.
I know.
You're tired of it.
I already know what's going to happen.
But wait.
I didn't know what's going to happen.
You know, less than a year ago, you were saying, let's just ride it out with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Definitely didn't say that.
You
definitely didn't say that.
Robbie.
Definitely did not say that. You are making things up.
Okay.
I definitely did not say that.
Yeah. I mean, we did take an oath.
I took an oath.
Because Leroy thought we were going to rip Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you said I was going to rip him. What I said was I'm going to tolerate this year to get to Tua. Now I'm not going to get either. I'm not going to get Tua. Now you're telling me I can't have Teddy Bridgewater. I'm stuck with a hippie.
So let's be clear.
We can. We got to take a break. We got to take a break, and you can make things more clear next segment because Robbie's going to break his arm and probably punch me in the face. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm with you, Robbie. Man, this guy needs to chill. We're just talking it out, talking some football, baby. Oh, I see a promo on television for the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury fighting each other coming up on Saturday. I can't wait to watch it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hell of a matchup. I saw that there was some headlines coming out. This was on Ariel Helwani's show. Tyson Fury told him that he doesn't have an age that he's going to retire, but he's got 3 fights left on his contract, and after that, I'll seriously think about walking away. Says, I don't need to fight anymore. What's the point? What am I going to gain from it? When I beat Wilder on Saturday, I've completed the game. The game will be complete. I've won every single belt there is to win. From minor to major, I've won the Ring Magazine belt twice. Becoming only the second man in history to do that. Me and Muhammad Ali, even after this win Saturday, there's nothing more for me to do, nothing more to be gained. And he's right. I mean, like, if Tyson Fury gets this win, he wins the WBC belt, the only belt that he hasn't won. You know, people will say, well, you got to beat Anthony Joshua. I think Anthony Joshua's probably lost a little bit of that luster because of the loss to Ruiz, so I don't think he needs that. There's also not that rivalry.
Even the win versus Ruiz was kind of...
Yeah, the win versus Ruiz, like he won, but it wasn't my big problem with it was you were humiliated by a guy basically on no notice, and you came and you won the safe way, which is fine. This is it's a great method. You won safe. That's great, but like it's never really been AJ's style, and that's how he fought that fight. I guess people will say, well, it's a smart way. He showed his skill, rounded out. I guess, but you basically did that against a guy who didn't train. Like he won the belt, partied his ass off, ballooned up to nearly 300 pounds, and you know you couldn't put him away.
He said after the weigh-in, he said, "Man, it's unfair. I already ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was like 5 o'clock."
I know. What are you, a camel? You're holstering all this weight, but Tyson Fury saying that he has got 3 more fights. So that's, I mean, if you really think about that, that's basically having Tyson Fury for 2 more years. Not even really. You're going to get him this year. He'll probably have, I would guess, 1 more fight this year and then 1 more fight next year. I think that would probably be it. And, you know, that's how it should be. These guys, it'd be nice if everybody could ride off in the sunset like that. Now, look, retirement in boxing, it's talked about nonstop all the time. So who knows? Who knows if that's actually going to be the case? He's only 31, even though, he looks the way he does. He's got the bald head and everything. He's significantly younger than Deontay Wilder is. Deontay Wilder's 34. So... it's an interesting one. I can't wait for this bout, though. I'm picking Wilder to win it. I just think that him having the experience of going that 12 rounds with him the last time, how he fought Luis Ortiz, so calculated, just looking for the knockout the entire time. I thought he fought that fight the way he's planned to fight this fight against Tyson Fury. Look, if it goes to decision, he ain't going to win. I'll tell you that much. If it goes to the scorecards, Deontay Wilder will not win. I mean, I guess...
Unless he has a couple knockouts.
Yeah, unless he knocks him down 3 times and... you know, can swing the cards that way. But I'm talking about, if you're talking about winning a straight up boxing match, no, he can't do that. But that's not how he wins fights.
Wilder doesn't do 10-9 rounds. He does 10-8 rounds.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Or lose.
He doesn't do that. And quite frankly, he's only had two fights in his career go to the judges. And the last time he fought the guy that he went the distance with, and Bermain Stiverne, he humiliated him in 90 seconds. And the same thing goes for Luis Ortiz. He went 11 rounds with him, took him on again, beat him in 7. He's good in rematches. He does get smarter. He doesn't get enough credit for that. But yeah, I know that there's going to be a lot made. Tyson Fury, three more fights in boxing, that's basically 2 years. So I don't think it should be looked upon as that drastic. I think it would be more so if he took this fight and that was that. But who knows? You know, and he's also, there's been some rumblings that he wants to do like a hybrid MMA fight, something. I honestly think this, Robbie, I've said this on Fighters Fury before, which you can hear, by the way, Sundays at 10 a.m. If we could promote, by the way, a mixed martial arts show that's not, you know, another show, maybe one that's been on this station for 10 years. I'm just, never mind. Another story for another day. More in combat with a K. Ugh. The one thing I believe, this is what I truly believe, Robbie. You know, a lot of the times these crossover fights are hard to make, like, you know, Conor versus Floyd, all that type of stuff. It takes a lot because there's a lot of networks and contracts that have to blend over. I don't think it would be that hard to make a Tyson Fury versus Stipe Miocic fight because of this reason. You know, we can talk about UFC, we can talk about Top Rank all we want. They're both signed to the network of ESPN. That's really the case of it. And at the end of it, all of these combat fighters are basically going to be sold under the same platform of ESPN plus pay-per-view. So it's not that crazy if Tyson Fury wanted to do something, I guess, out of the mill, out of the little bit of wacky, why not make him fight the heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, because they're both under the contract with the same people. You know, they may be getting checks, I guess, from different...
I mean, that's half the battle.
Yeah, you may be getting different checks from managers, and you know, Tyson Fury's getting paid from Bob Arum, and Stipe's getting paid from Dana White. But those guys, Dana White and Bob Arum, are both getting paid by the same people, Disney. So if you wanted to make that crossover fight, it's not that hard to make. It's really just a case of if they wanted to really do it. And I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be, because both of those guys are basically, if Tyson Fury goes and beats Deontay Wilder, and I don't think he's going to, but if he does, he's right. He's basically done everything there is to do in boxing. He doesn't have this vitriol against Anthony Joshua that Deontay Wilder is, so I don't know if that fight has the same type of buzz. I think that'd be fun, a fun crossover fight between those two.
Yeah, I thought Tyson Fury would have more weight on Stipe, but it's actually not that much of a discrepancy. Stipe, 230 pounds, Tyson Fury, 254. But Tyson Fury is 6'9". He does have 5 inches on him.
And Stipe could be a little, he could bulk up a little bit for that fight if he wants to. Yeah, that is a big reach, though. I mean, 6'9", my God. Poor Stipe. And he can't wrestle him?
Whew. Could Tyson Fury hack in the MMA? MMA circles?
No, he said he wouldn't. He's like, I'm not going to. He said he would go and fight with little gloves, but he basically would do what bare knuckle was. He's like, I will fight you with smaller gloves in a cage, but no kicking, no wrestling. It's like a hybrid fight. If you're going to do that, just might as well do boxing at that point. Might as well. We're back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.